Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Luke chapter 9, verses 57 through 62. The Reverend Dr. Stephen Turner is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Luke chapter 9. As they were going along the road, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." To another he said, "Follow me." But he said, "Lord, let me first go and bury my Father." And Jesus said to him, "Leave the dead to bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Yet another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but let me first say farewell to those at my home." And Jesus said to him, "No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our meditation this morning is that text that was read earlier from Luke chapter 9, verses 57 through 62. And if you look at that text, the hymn that we just sang, "I Want to Walk as a Child of the Light," could have been sung by any one of those three guys. Because they really wanted to walk with Jesus. And I think one of the main reasons why they really wanted to walk with Jesus is really laid out for us in Luke chapter 9. In Luke chapter 9, Jesus does some pretty amazing things. In the beginning of Luke chapter 9, he sends out the 12 apostles, and they just do amazing things. Now, these three guys most likely weren't one of the apostles, but they were disciples. They were followers of Jesus, so they had seen some of the things the apostles had done. They had seen Jesus just in Luke chapter 9. They had seen Jesus feed 5,000 on 5 loaves and 2 fish. And while these guys might not have been at the mountain of transfiguration, they had certainly heard the reports of the disciples who were there about the brightness of Christ. They had witnessed Jesus driving out demons, witnessed Jesus healing the sick. It looked to them like following Jesus was going to be a pretty cool thing. "I want to walk as a child of life." And then Jesus reminds these three guys about the cost of discipleship. Jesus emphasized in our text for today that following him requires sacrifice and commitment. The first guy says, "I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus' response, rather somber, Jesus says, "Foxes have dens and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." Here Jesus is highlighting the often uncomfortable nature of living and serving in the kingdom. Among us today, there are a few district presidents. And I think most of them have heard something like this when they're interviewing their new candidates from the seminary. "How close is the nearest Walmart?" You see, following and embracing the life of a Christian is sometimes filled with uncertainty and sacrifice. The second guy comes up to Jesus and he says, "Lord, I want to follow you, but first, let me go and bury my dad. Now, let's be honest, that seems like a pretty reasonable request. But Jesus says, let the dead bury their own dead. You can almost hear the disappointment in Jesus' voice. Let the dead bury their own dead. Stressing the urgency and the priority of following Jesus over our traditional duties involved in our families and among friends. You see, the call to follow Christ surpasses even those most sacred family duties. It requires an immediate and unwavering commitment. The third person, he wants to say goodbye to his family first. But Jesus responds, no one puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God. You almost need to be a farmer to really understand what Jesus is saying here. Because when a farmer goes to open a new field for planting or for plowing, he needs to strike the first row. In Iowa, farmers take great pride in having straight rows. And the way you plant a straight row, and you're striking a field, you look off in the distance. You look for something in front of you, and you look straight at it while you're striking that first row, and you don't take your eyes off it. It becomes your focus. Because as soon as you turn around, the tractor turns with you. You keep your focus ahead of you. Focus on what is ahead, not what's behind. This illustrates the need for our undivided focus on the kingdom. You see, the disciples of Christ, they remain focused on the mission. On the mission that's ahead of us, not the mistakes and the problems we made in the past. We're not turning around looking at what we've done, but rather on what God has called us to be in his kingdom. And that mission, the mission that God has given us, is to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. You see, the kingdom of God is here. It's near to us. The good news of salvation by grace through faith in Christ, it's here, right now. And the cost of discipleship certainly begins with the cost of salvation. It begins with Jesus. It begins with Jesus living and dying for you and for me. It's Jesus being raised for our justification. So yes, I want to be a child of the light. I do want to follow Jesus. But following Jesus is not about me. It's about Jesus. And when I follow Jesus, the way will not always be easy. And there will be distractions. But I'm not going to look to the past. I'm going to look to Jesus, to follow him. Because in him, there is no darkness at all. The day and the night, they're both alike. The Lamb is the light of the city of God. Shine in my heart, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.